I am truly a fan of the internet. It's remarkable. And the experience we had this year, live streaming Beth and Tom's High Holiday services across the country, well, actually around the world, confirmed this for me. When we began our online congregation, ourjewishcommunity.org, about a year ago, my sense was that while the congregation supported the endeavor, there are quite a few who were a bit skeptical. Sure, they had used the internet probably to do some research, pay bills, even to make purchases. And though most were aware of social networking sites like Facebook, building a congregation online seemed like a stretch. Was it possible for people who had never formally met to create community online? Would the experience of watching a congregation's high holiday services just be voyeuristic, or could it possibly be that people would have a genuine religious and emotional experience? I have to say, reading the comments of those who joined Beth and Tom online assured me that an emotional, religious experience is possible. I was genuinely touched by the conversations that I read and the messages that Rabbi Baum and I received following services. I myself felt a part of this expansive community, and it's clear to me now that we've only begun to scratch the surface of what is possible with more time, energy and resources. What we have begun will become a way for many people to connect or reconnect with their Jewish identity. All this being said, though, there was an aspect of Yom Kippur played out online that I don't agree with. It wasn't part of our services or even something we had ever talked about, but it happened. Online apologies. You see, some folks posted on their Facebook page and in other places that on this Yom Kippur, they would like to apologize to anyone they may have hurt or caused pain. Indeed, a significant aspect of Yom Kippur is trying to right the wrongs of the last year, of going to those people we may have hurt, and genuinely and sincerely apologizing, hoping that our efforts will be recognized. And it's not assuming that any apology can erase all the pain caused. But it is a step in repairing a relationship and moving it in the right direction for the coming year. But an online apology, a blanket, I'm sorry to anyone I may have hurt, it doesn't feel to me as if it lives up to the intent or the purpose of Yom Kippur. In fact, it feels a bit cheap, an easy way out, not having to look the person in the eyes we have hurt. Because part of the experience of apologizing is looking into the eyes of the one who now sees us differently because of our unkind or inappropriate actions. For me, at least, as I saw them this year, online apologies don't seem to work. However, just in case anyone I've ever mistreated is listening, like the kids I may have gone to elementary school or junior high with, or any of my teachers I had throughout my entire career, or anyone else I may have interacted with during the course of my life, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I hurt you, did something wrong. I mean, I really mean it. Even if I don't remember the event or remember your name, know my apology is sincere. Whew. Wow. Feel a lot better now. Hope you do too. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to become a fan of ourjewishcommunity.org by going to our Facebook page there. And as always, thanks for listening.